The secret of the Chana Chat is Auntie Taz's special spice mix, which until now has remained a mystery.
But today, for the first time ever, Auntie Taz is going to share her secret spice mix with Yasmin and the nation.
I wanted to know about this recipe for years, but today is the day. And you lot are here, so what else could be better?
Yasmin and the nation, here it is.
Can you put in 2 tablespoons of the flakes? Chilies. 2 tablespoons of coriander seeds and 2 tablespoons of cumin. Just mix them together and you need to dry roast these.
Dry roasting?
Or tempering the spices releases their flavour.
And it makes them easier to grind, but it may be wise to keep your windows open.
Open the door. I'm getting killed.
When you heat chilies and toast chilies, it's kind of, you know, pepper spray that policemen have? That's kind of the same. It's like pepper spray.
The spices are mixed with lovage seed and citric acid for a hint of sourness.
It's time to grind them into a fine powder. It sounds like a job for a gentleman, Geordie, if you ask me.
Are you going to get on with that while I'm at the chard, please?
Yeah, all right.
All right, then. See you in about 4 hours.
Oh, great.
Once pounded, the secret spices get added to the yogurty mix and the Chana Chat is ready to serve.
By handing over the spice mix to Yasmin and the nation, Auntie Taz has made sure that a family treasure will never be forgotten.
Come on, it's time to eat now.
OK. Well, we'll follow you.
Come on, then.
All right, let's go and feast.
What a great picnic. Vegetable pakoras with green chutney, Chana Chat, and to go with it, Yasmin's made ginger and soy chicken wings too.
She has invited her 2 sisters to help us polish it all off.